What is going on, everybody? This is your boy Sam Singh back on the Grand Slam for my fourth episode. And so I saw some news this morning that I just really had to discuss. It's about Eric Reed. And Eric Reed, drafted by the San Francisco 49ers, strong safety. And, you know, he's been out of the league before this year. Took him 11 weeks to get signed. And as a good safety in this league, a guy that has strong physical abilities, he's very smart on the field, you would think that any type of news about that would be positive since he's now in the league. There was a lot of fight going back and forth with if he was going to get an opportunity because he was with Colin Kaepernick and supporting him. And of course, we know all about the Kaepernick situation right now. I'm still a complete believer that he's being blackballed by the NFL and by these stupid owners. So we're going to talk about Eric Reed. And so Eric Reed has been drug tested 7 times. 7 times in 11 weeks. For some reason, that doesn't seem like random drug testing. Players, if they get drug tested, it's because there's a thought that they're under the influence of a certain drug when they are playing, and that is going to enhance their abilities to play. So after your first, even second drug test, even if you were considering, you know, PEDs, anything like that, you would think that he would know to cut that out. But I know Eric Reed has never taken PEDs. He's never done drugs because Eric Reed is not in the position that he is right now to be doing partying, to be doing PEDs, any type of illegal drugs. He is there because Eric Reed is a fighter, and he doesn't want to give up on this opportunity that he has to be in the NFL, but he has also become a very strong civil rights activist, and that is something that I think the NFL doesn't want to see. They do not want to see players standing up to injustice, which to me is the complete opposite of what America is all about. You know, this is the land of opportunity. This is the land where people have come thousands of miles to try to restart their life. And it just seems crazy to me. After a year of Eric Reed trying to get into the league, it's been almost 2 years since Kaepernick has been on an NFL field. And my goodness, if anyone tries to tell me that Nathan Peterman, Cody Kessler, Mark Sanchez, any of these broke quarterbacks that should be fifth stringers, not even on these rosters. Like, it's ridiculous how Kaepernick has been getting blackballed for months, and it just goes on and on and on again. And so this morning when I wake up to see former 49er Eric Reed having to do these quote-unquote random drug tests, it doesn't add up. I mean, I don't know any other NFL player that gets drug tested 7 times in their career. Like, that's insane. That is literally insane in 11 weeks for a guy who is just returning to football on September 28th. Are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me? There is some behind the action, behind closed doors movement between these owners right now. Nothing seems ethical. Nothing seems right. And it pisses me off when there's clear-cut injustice in a national sporting league. And, you know, the Clippers owner, 4 or 5 years ago, gets caught for these racist remarks and everything kind of starts unfolding. There was action against that. You know, I want to see that type of enforcement for the NFL. Because we haven't even gotten to the Kareem Hunt, Ray Rice, you know, the domestic violence cases. That's a completely different story. But this is coming from the NFLPA. And, you know, I don't like when good players have to go through that, because it's a violation of pretty much their entire, I would say, life, you know, and really for what everything that they have worked for. If he's in the position he's in now, I don't think he's been doing PEDs. I really don't. And this came after the Monday night game. This came after a loss. Like, this isn't after a 40-10 win that Eric Reed got two pick sixes and he was performing like crazy. No. No. Come on. Seriously? Like, Eric Reed was also promoting Colin Kaepernick's program. And this week was My Cause, My Cleats, which is, I love My Cause, My Cleats. It's a program throughout the NFL where players get to choose a certain charity, organization, program, really anything, and they get to illustrate something on their cleats to represent that. And the cameras are always showing the shoes, or the cleats, you know. Cleats are always shown on My Cause, My Cleats. And they zoom in, and, you know, Eric Reed's represented Colin Kaepernick's organization. And right now I'm on Twitter reading Eric Reed's tweet from yesterday. And it says, "My cleats for tonight. Much thanks and appreciation to the artist. Here's his take on the inspiration behind his design. It's a tribute to the history of protest, centered around the quote, 'If not us, who? If not now, when?' Meaning we all benefit and stand on." So I love seeing stuff like that. People that standing up to injustice and pairing up with, you know, a guy that is not highly regarded by the NFL right now. So that's a huge risk for Eric Reed to be continuing, you know, his kind of support. But he's doing this for a reason. I think he's in the NFL right now for a reason. And America has still has a clear-cut racism problem. And, you know, African Americans have had to fight for their life, their existence, because they've had to protest for everything for them. It's a history. They rally around this concept because we can't. People can't. And so Eric Reed is just a huge advocate for this, for the art of the protest. And I think without leaders like Eric Reed, Colin Kaepernick in the league right now, I mean, obviously Colin Kaepernick's not in the league, he should be, but oh my gosh, it bugs me. It just really bugs me, because I think it's just absolute blackballing right now from both sides, from Kaepernick and Eric Reed. Man, it just kills me. It just really kills me when I see this stuff. And so my last thought is, I think that Eric Reed is one of the most highlighted players right now. Not just because, you know, he's a great NFL player. He has the true physical abilities. He can really perform on the field, but he has a voice. He has stood up when people haven't. He has kneeled when people have refused because of what one person or what 30 owners are saying. And he doesn't care. It's more than football. It is more than football right now. Going forward in the next decade, we are going to have more people understand this concept of what is going on. And I think more people are going to start to support Eric Reed more. And after seeing this ridiculous case of 7 drug tests in 11 weeks, that's insane. That is literally insane. So going forward, I mean, we only have about two weeks left in the regular season. Panthers are not going to make the playoffs. So they're really done in 2 weeks. I mean, after that loss last night, they're really done. So it's killer because I think he wants to be in a position where he can highlight his message for what he's trying to stand up for. But sometimes when you're not really in that limelight with the exposure, it's kind of hard to continue that. So going forward, I'm going to really start to be keying in on how the NFL deals with this stuff. I mean, I think there are going to be more of these quote-unquote drug tests. I hope not. I hope that's not it. But I think the reality is they're going to keep doing this. And I know that there's probably a lot of people that, you know, are like, oh, it's just random. It's just, no. Okay? It's collusion. It's 100% collusion. I don't want to hear any excuses for that case because it's just not true. It's just not true. And so that's pretty much my spiel on what has happened with Eric Reed. This whole season has been just kind of nuts. It's kind of the sports versus the politics, if we should combine, if we should take one out of the other. For me, I think you'd need a mix of both, because if you just eliminate politics, eliminate sports, there's no middle ground for this stuff to happen. You know, if you completely separate it, then there won't be any Eric Reeds. There won't be any Colin Kaepernicks. But if we just put it all together, it's not going to work too. So finding that happy balance of having protests for something that you should feel that you should stand up for and that you believe is right. And that's what Kaepernick and that's what Reed are doing. They're going to continue to do that. And I applaud them. I really do, because it's probably their dream to be playing. They were little boys wanting to play in their backyard. That's all they did. And then they wanted to make it to the league one day. And now they're here, but they've really kind of understood it's more than that. So thank you all for tuning in to this podcast about Eric Reed and a little bit about Colin Kaepernick. But stay tuned for my next podcast on a potential 4-point shot in the NBA. So stay tuned for that, and you'll want to hear it. Thank you, guys.